Now, some political leaders are reacting to the demonstration staged by some MPP MPs and supporters in Ashanti region yesterday over electricity load shedding and economic hardship. Leader of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo, who took a swipe at the demonstration, said the MPs do not have any moral right to have embarked on that demonstration. According to him, democracy does not mean Ghanaians can get up and do anything they like.
Well, first of all, I grew up in the United States, so I know that citizens have a right to demonstrate. But what I see here is that they don't know the difference between criminality and democracy. Democracy doesn't mean you can do anything you like. They don't understand that here. But you got to understand, this so-called opposition, Ashanti region, have the largest members of parliament in Ghana, maybe around 40, and they're collecting $73 million each a month. That comes to about what? Almost $3 billion a month for just one region. That comes to about what? Some $300 billion OCDs. Now, ask them, if they say the people are suffering, these MPs, how many of them are prepared to be patriotic to Ghanaians and to their citizens to give up half their salary? How many Ghanaians just go and sit down and talk and make $73 million a month? And you are talking about the economy being bad when only 40 people are collecting over $300 billion. What goes to industry? We should ask our brothers in MPP. We gave them 8 years. Did they even give water to Kumasi? I've been in those villages. Go to Afancho. Go to King Castle. Go to Afrika Sachiri. Go to Watreso. What did they do in 8 years? Nkrumah in 6 years built over 65 factories, which brought other people to build more, to about 300. So they had 8 years. Even at Denta, they were not able to give water. I used my own money to start a water project in Taifa. They said they'll continue it when they come. The people at Taifa, they're MPP, and Apitala Ajiri and Ajinimbo Teng told me to use my own money so we can get votes when I was an MPP. When they came, what did they tell me?
Is it morally right for them to go on demonstration and allege that ECG is intentionally putting off light when the situation is a national challenge?
First of all, I am surprised that MPPs filled up with so-called educated class, but I realize that what you call educated illiterate. First of all, ECG themselves don't know what they're doing. That's number one.
He also asked President Mahama to put his foot down and crack down on saboteurs and any group of people who want to play tribal politics because it is so dangerous for the unity of the state.
What the president needs to do is we got to assume a culture that we don't have. You got to hire and fire. The white man operates because he knows if he doesn't do his job, he'll be fired. Here, everybody knows that they don't get fired. And if John Mahama would put his foot down right now, okay, look, Nigeria is burning, right? Congo is burning. Even go to South Korea. 70-year-old women, they have to become prostitutes to eat. Has Ghana come to that point yet? And the mess, you cannot blame John Mahama for the mess. What you can say about John Mahama right now is he came and met a mess. How is he going to fight it? Because the mess is here. Who sold Ghana Telecom? Who sold it? Is it John Mahama who sold it? Ghanaians, ask yourself. Who sold the rest of Ashanti Gold Fields? Who gathered 1 million young Ghanaians and took 30 CDs from them that they're going to give them jobs? Did they give them jobs? Did MPP give Kumasi water? Did they give Ahinsan water? Did they give Kwaraso? So let's be realistic here. And we should not allow tribal politics. Ashantis are Ghanaians. Ashantis are not tribalistic. We have to congratulate the Otum Fool. He loves everybody. The Ashantis, you go there, you see IEB town, you see Northern town, they love everybody. So these MPs and MPPs, they should stop this tribal politics. But Muhammad got to crack down. This is the problem. The question is, when is he going to take the country over and really let the laws prevail? Because criminality is not democracy.
Kofi Wayo is the leader of the United Renaissance Party.